audio is part of a podcast campaign. The campaign is titled The Basics Surrounding Anxiety. The series is brought to you by Amanda Dunas, psychotherapist, professional counselor, clinical hypnotherapist, master NLP practitioner, master practitioner of values-based change, master practitioner of advanced emotional intelligence, master practitioner of quantum linguistics. Quite a resume, Amanda brings to you the basics about anxiety.
So let's have a look at what we've shared, learned, expressed over the last 10 or so weeks. Basically, we know now anxiety is an emotion. Yes, it is related to fear, but there's a difference to it as well. It's related to the future, whereas fear may be related to the past. It's related to the future. Anxiety can take a long time to experience, and also it can be irrational. It's also different from cognitive activities like worrying. To worry or to ruminate is to use your cognitive ability. And so physical sensations like shortness of breath due to your chest feeling tight and your oxygen to your head taking longer to travel through your brain, causing a lightheadedness. So these are symptoms that are different to what you experience when you're worrying about something. Anxiety produces different responses. It can become a disorder when it reaches a certain level. According to the DSM, whatever version it's at, it needs to persist for quite a long time. It also needs to impair or disrupt the way you function daily. There are some common anxiety disorders, and they happen to be social anxiety, separation anxiety, generalized anxiety, panic, simple phobias, obsessive compulsive disorders, and even post-traumatic stress. Most commonly, treatments tend to include cognitive behavior interventions. For example, it might be useful to have some exposure therapy or to restructure the way that you're perceiving or thinking about something, even using relaxation techniques like diaphragmatic breathing or progressive muscle relaxation, and mindfulness-based interventions are rather popular, very friendly, easy to do. And then there's the other side of treatment, which includes medications, and these can include some antidepressants, beta blockers, and the like. It's always important to consult your doctor and make sure you're on the right treatment, and also to make regular evaluations. Monitor yourself, communicate with your doctor at all times. It's also okay if you're on medication to use the other therapies such as mindfulness and progressive muscle relaxation and the deep breathing as an accompaniment as well. What we've learned over time also is that the amygdala, the almond-shaped anatomy inside our brain that detects threat, is responsible for keeping us safe from physical danger. Sometimes we avoid things and we learn habits of avoidance. And so we teach ourselves to flag non-threats as actual threats. We teach ourselves that while something is actually safe, we think we're not safe. And so we become sensitive and we learn to fear. And so what we need to do is retrain this process, retrain our amygdala to reduce anxiety. And so we can approach stimuli that we normally fear or situations that we normally fear, we approach them without responding as if we're actually afraid or we're under threat. And so we learn safely, or shall I say, we can relearn safely. But regardless of where anxiety has come from, it's our behaviors and our thoughts that come into play. Carefully consider what needs to be eliminated, what avoidance behaviors need to change, so that you can eliminate anxiety in any way that it manifests or any way that it shows up inside of you. So I hope that collectively you've now got a basic picture of anxiety, where it comes from, what it looks like to you, and what can be done. Good luck. You've been listening to Amanda Dunas.
This audio is part of a podcast campaign. The campaign is titled The Basics Surrounding Anxiety. You've been listening to Amanda Dunas from the Positive Thinking Clinic, Woolleye Creek. Amanda can be reached via her website www.positivethinkingclinic.com.au, as well as email amanda@positivethinkingclinic.com.au, and also search on social media.